All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today, this is a request from a fan whose son is seriously considering getting married. This is the beginning of a new type of service I am going to render, which is personalized knife hand ass chewings that may or may not include a short comedy lecture.
Know anyone who could use a good ass chewing?
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
But what if you could get that message delivered by an authentic drill instructor who spent 33 years in the Army?
Ha ha ha!
You asked for it. For just $35, you can get a customized knife hand ass chewing for a person of your choice straight from the popster.
I think you aren't even good enough to whiff the farts from a dog's ass.
And monthly supporters of the regiment receive a $10 discount.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Use the Cash App code on the screen to send your donation along with notes on the person whose ass needs chewing. And the popster will handle the rest.
So shut the fuck up!
All right, this one is going out to a young dude. Let's just call him Fred. He's 28 years old. He's been dating this particular woman he is basically going to propose to for about 3 years.
Don't do it!
Am I going to sit here and tell you that 100% of women or every single one of them are absolute train wrecks? No. But most of them are, and most goes from 51 to 99%. Those are some slim odds. Think about it. If we're in an aircraft and I put a parachute on your back and I'm like, hey, there's a 50-50 chance that this chute will open and you will make it to the ground alive. I didn't say safe or uninjured, I said alive.
Good enough.
You would tell me to pound some goddamn sand and take a long walk out of the short ramp tailgate of the plane myself. Now, say you came to me and you had, you know, $3 to $5 million and you wanted me to assist you in investing that money for your future. And I say, well, I got this product. There's a 50% chance you will do great. And a 50% chance you're going to lose half of all your shit. And there's no guarantee you'll be happy. And if you do lose half your shit, you will be turned into a financial slave anywhere from 10 to 20 years, depending upon the age of your child, and if you were married long enough, depending upon the state, you will have to give this woman 30% of your income for the rest of your life. You would go out to your car, you would get a 12 gauge, and handle your business, because that is highway robbery. And that's what we're covering here today. All right, cost benefit analysis of a marriage, or the mirage, as I like to call it. Number one, average cost of a marriage is about $15,000. Some people can do it on the cheap. It has been my experience that when men want to cut corners on the mirage, it makes the soon-to-be wife or ex-wife extremely unhappy. So, and there is no guarantee, no matter how much you spend, if they'll be happy or not, because guess what? There are billionaires out there who forked out insane amounts of cash for their weddings only to get led down the divorce aisle after enough time has passed and they lose half their shit. All right, you're going to pay about $8,000 in rings, and that's for an upper-middle-class person. There's a lot of women out there who refuse to take any rings less than, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000.
How much should the guy pay for the engagement ring?
He needs to pay again. 500. He gets paid every year. 500. He saves that towards the ring. If he doesn't, he's going to get a no, and it's going to be embarrassing.
There's a lot of men out there that just can't afford that because most men make between 40 and 55K a year. And those ladies who are that picky about ring size, get ready to 40 to 80. It's a long goddamn time in box wine and cat iron.
Stop! Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Stop!
You are going to have to spend a 30% premium on a house that you and your said soon-to-be wife will move into. Example, if you're a single dude, make okay money, you can get by on a house for about $120K in most cities. That's like a two-bedroom, one bath, may or may not include a basement with a yard. Now, the minute you put a ring on it, you're going to need to get a bigger house with more bedrooms, and that's a 30% increase in cost. So it goes from $120,000 to $156,000, and that is, you know, very limited areas of the country, because if you're in real big cities, it gets way more expensive. And most guys can't afford it. You will have to get a second car because, you know, she's got to have a car and you got to have your car. And typically, I know lots of guys who buy a new car, give it to their wife, drive the old car till it breaks, rinse and repeat. So one car is going to cost you about $30K. Multiply that by two. All right. Medical insurance. If you're a single dude and you're paying for medical insurance, it is somewhat expensive. The minute you get married, and especially if a kid gets added onto that policy, your medical insurance doubles. So you quite frankly can go from $500 a month to $1,000 to $1,200 a month. And that is a very conservative estimate. Next, we all know once they get married, the sex dries up because they got you locked in. They know if you step out of line, the laws are in place to basically stick your head in the guillotine and ruin your goddamn life. And wedding cake is an effective inoculation against blowjobs in most of the cases. I'm just saying. All right, now number seven, average price of a divorce, $15,000. So you're paying $15K to get in the trap, and you're paying another $15,000 to get out of the trap. Now that's only if you're only paying for your attorney. If you're in one of those uber liberal blue states, where she is the victim and the weak one, you're going to have to pay for both sides. Just think about that. You have to pay your attorney to defend you against and another attorney on the other side that you're paying for. Huh. What kind of bullshit is that? So this $15,000 divorce in legal fees can get astronomically high, especially if they drag their feet and, you know, they think you're, you know, squirreling money or whatever. You're fucked. All right. Number eight, you will lose one half of all of your shit. So, Fred, you get married at 28. More than likely, you're going to be divorced by 36. Now, all of that money and assets and all of the other things that you acquire during the marriage will be cut in half. And if you have kids, more than likely you're going to lose between 30 to 50% of your take-home pay for 10 to 20 years. So good luck saving up for retirement and what have you with that monkey on your back.
Fuck.
Number 10, the legal system is incredibly weaponized against you, Fred. All right, and most women know this. One of the main reasons I do not date on a long-term basis divorced women is because they've got a taste of that power. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Meaning, she picks up the phone, says you roughed her up, you're going to jail. And if she accuses you of any sexual misconduct, that is between $100,000 and $200,000 in legal fees, and there is a very, very good chance you will see the inside of a prison cell. I've talked to guys for the past 15 years. That has happened to about two or three dozen guys in that length of time, so don't you dare think it can't fucking happen to you. All right, and finally, number 11. There's absolutely no guarantee if you stay married that you will wind up being happy. All right, now let's just put this into perspective. I have read articles. I've seen some studies when it comes to long-term happiness in marriage. And more than likely, women tend to be more happy, you know, if they don't get divorced, the longer it goes on, and most men get more miserable, all right? In fact, 20% of the guys who stay married on the long haul are actually happy. What does that mean? You have a lot of unhappy guys out there who are just going along to get along, happy wife, happy life, which is, in my opinion, the equivalent of the equivalent of slavery. All right, Fred. So let's be honest here. Don't you fucking get married, you stupid motherfucker. You're going to fuck your life up. The women of the West are not worth the risk. In fact, the laws and everything is so stacked against you, it only takes one woman to have a bad day, make an emotional decision, and ruin the rest of your life. Don't do it.